At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
A weekly visit to All Things American with Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown. But before we hear from them, well, could it be that Donald Trump is ready to end the ceasefire and go back to his war against Iran?
We've taken out their Navy. We've taken out their Air Force. We've taken out their leaders, frankly, which does complicate things in one way, but these leaders are much more rational. It is regime change, no matter what you want to call it, which is not something I said I was going to do, but I've done it, indirectly maybe, but I've done it. And I think we're in a very strong negotiating position to do what other presidents should have done during a 47-year period.
You're saying that you need at least the prospects for a signed deal today and tomorrow, or else you would resume bombing Iran?
Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with. But you know, we're ready to go. I mean, the military is raring to go. They are absolutely incredible. You know, I built the military in my first term. I'm using it now. The military, when I took it over from Barack Hussein Obama, it was so depleted, so sad. And I built it in my first term. You remember those big numbers. You talked to me about it once. That's a lot of money for military. I built it. We did a great job with our military. And we're using it now and rebuilding it, too. We've done a lot of rebuilding also in my first year.
Well, at least he's not talking about civilization erasure, Cal Thomas. But is he on a big bluff again? I mean, will he chicken out again tomorrow evening and further extend the deadline rather than returning to war?
Well, we'll have to see, Matt. Vice President Vance is at the White House now, probably with Jared Kushner and the other negotiators. But there's no word from Iran whether they're going to show up in Islamabad. If, in fact, they do, I think you could say that both sides are doing some bluffing here. I would disagree with the president when he says there are more rational people in charge now. The military is in charge. They're as hardline, if not more hardline, than the clerics. So I don't think you can make that point. I do think the job needs to be finished, however. The big problem, of course, is that the millions of Iranians who oppose their dictatorship don't have the weapons. It's the military that has the weapons. And as we've seen, when they've demonstrated in the streets trying to overthrow the government, trying to have free and fair elections, they get shot and killed, as many as 30,000, possibly more. So it's very, very difficult. I don't know if the bombing is going to work or not. I don't know if he's going to extend the ceasefire or not. We'll know in about 48 hours or maybe less.
When you use the phrase there, finish the job, what do you see the job as being and how do you finish it?
Well, I think you have to get what they call the uranium dust, that part of the nuclear material that was buried underground after the initial bombings. And the initial goal, as stated by the president, was that they can never have a nuclear weapon. Now, every president since Ronald Reagan has said that, but no president until Donald Trump has actually tried to do something about it. I've seen interviews with various scientists who say that Iran was so close within weeks, maybe, of creating a nuclear weapon. And if that had happened, then all bets are off, not only for the region, the Middle East, but for other countries that might be the targets of an ICBM with a nuclear warhead on it.
Yeah, Marion McKeown, I think Benjamin Netanyahu is the person who's been saying for decades that Israel is 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. The facts don't seem to actually back that one up. But could it be that the demand that Trump is now making is going to be too much for the Iranians to live with, and that as a result, we could be back to full-scale war?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I'd just say to Cal that Trump, in fact, is by no means the first president to address this nuclear issue. And Barack Obama, or Barack Hussein Obama, as Trump likes to call him in his petty manner, came up with the nuclear deal, which really froze Iran's whole process and whole development and racing towards creating a nuclear weapon. And that was working. It was effective. And I really don't know who has been saying, I haven't heard anybody except for Trump, although, Cal, I will defer to you if you've heard scientists say it. The only person I've say that Iran was 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon is Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. And it also begs the question then, what was the effect of their bombing last June, if in fact all that seems to have happened as a result of that is that it accelerated Iran's nuclear weapons program rather than destroying it or even delaying it? So, that raises all kinds of questions. I really don't know where this is going. I don't think Donald Trump knows where it's going either. I mean, the chaos and confusion around this is really, really worrying. Iran seems to be in a position where it's just not willing to back down, and there's so much brinkmanship going on, but there's so much incompetence. Now, I do think that one of the things that needs to be considered is that the US's weapon supply is hugely depleted, and this is a real source of concern within the Pentagon, that so many of its missile interceptors and so many of its actual missiles and weaponry and munitions have all been depleted and used in the past 6-8 weeks or whatever it is. That is it really in America's best interest to go bombing full scale while its stockpiles are getting lower and lower? So I think that is something that may need to be considered. I think, Trump being Trump, if you look at the record, that the ceasefire will probably be extended again and will limp on again for another couple of weeks, and then it'll probably be extended again, because he really doesn't know how to reach an end in this. Because what is the end game? What does Trump want? He wants Iran to hand over all of its nuclear materials, all of its enriched uranium. That's about, what, a ton or so, 900-odd pounds, 450 kilograms. It's not going to do that unless it gets something tangible in return. I doubt it would do it anyway. And can America even trust if it says it's doing it? I just don't see any end to this anywhere soon. And then you have the mess in the Strait of Hormuz complicating things further.
Cal, listener makes a very good point. While I don't want to see Iran with a nuke, look what happened to Ukraine after it gave up its nukes under a promise of protection. What incentive is there for Iran to give up nuclear weapons if it means Israel just keeps attacking them? The point there, Cal, I think has been made by the Iranian negotiators without any response from the Americans, is to say, well, you say that you give us guarantees, but you gave Ukraine guarantees and now you've reneged on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt, the comparisons are not adequate, I think, when you're talking about Russia and Ukraine. You are right, however, about Ukraine giving up its nuclear weapons and getting nothing in return.
But they got promises from the United States of America, Cal.
Right.
Promises which have been reneged upon by Donald Trump.
Yes, well, promises have come from the Iranian regime, too, and they've reneged on those. You brought up Marion brought up the Obama agreement. Well, that was reneged on. They lie. They think they are commanded by their God to lie to infidels, which is everybody who doesn't agree with them.
Sorry, Cal, I do actually have to stop you here. Sorry, Cal.
Goodness.
Cal, seriously, because the agreement that they had, independent experts say it has been honored until in 2018, when in part Donald Trump, in his usual fit of pique, because somebody else had done a deal, he tore up the deal. And that's when they returned to the uranium enrichment.
He tore up the deal because they, in fact, were secretly doing the nuclear enrichment, Matt. Look, you can't deal with people who believe that they have a direct order or command from their God to wipe you out, and that they have a right in their Quran, indeed a necessity, to lie to infidels. These are people who want to kill Jews, who want to kill Christians, who want to kill Americans, and they believe that they are, if they die in the process, they're going to do a beam me up Scotty right into heaven. How do you negotiate with people like that?
Well, Marion McCune, we've been watching Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, citing God on how many occasions. So many people as if they're on a crusade from the United States of America. And we've seen faith healers and charlatans all over the White House proclaiming that Trump is, well, indeed, he seems to believe these days that he's Jesus himself. So why should we be so worried about the Iranians and their religious beliefs when we see what's going on in the White House?
Well, I think that's a really valid point at the moment, that the way that Pete Hegseth, I beg your pardon, in particular, is prosecuting this war as this self-styled Secretary of War, and the way that he keeps insisting that it's a Christian crusade, that it's a holy war, that God is ordering him, the way he keeps publicly praying for God to break the teeth of the offenders and all kinds of graphic, you know, this is not how wars have been conducted by American leaders in the past. This is being turned into a religious war, into a clash of civilizations, very deliberately by Pete Hegseth. And if on the one hand you have Iranians who are quite willing to die and become martyrs, it seems that Hegseth is suggesting that on the American side that they're equally willing to do so. So it's really unsettling and worrying the way that all this has gone. But I think that, to get back to the listener who brought up the Budapest Agreement, that is a really good point. And that, you know, the one thing America has shown since Trump pulled us out of that deal in 2018 and up until then, the International Atomic Energy Agency had verified that Iran was keeping its agreements under the deal. That, you know, it was America that walked away, not Iran. Then Trump was involved in talks with Iran last June when he started bombing them. He was involved in talks earlier this year when he started bombing them. And you do have to ask the question, why would Iran trust America? Because Trump does not behave in the ways that presidents normally and leaders normally behave. You have to have some assurance that somebody's word will go so far. There is no reason to trust the Americans, and that really is a problem when you're trying to negotiate peace or a ceasefire of any kind.
Indeed, listeners pointing out the only country that has ever used nuclear weapons is the United States of America.
Could I make one point of religious language? The United States is 250 years old this year, on July 4th, and the founders used religious language to justify the War of Independence against Britain. In World War II, Dwight Eisenhower and Franklin Roosevelt used religious language, including, "This is a righteous cause," that's a direct quote, on D-Day, June 6, 1944, Franklin Roosevelt issued a statement calling on Americans to pray for the success of the operation and the righteous cause and the victory that is ours and for God to bless the troops. So this is nothing new. I agree that Pete Hegseth and some of these other charlatans, frankly, in the White House, including Paula White Kane, however many names she's had to go along with her multiple marriages, is pathetic. But it's not true that religious language has not been used over the past to justify war.
Paul in Ranelagh says 25,000 Jews live in Iran. Why aren't the Iranians killing them? Lots of listeners as worried about Israel having access to nuclear weapons as Iran. Let's hear something else from Donald Trump. I know some of you don't like hearing his voice, judging by some of the texts, but it is important to hear him. This is what Mr. Bonespurs has had to say about the Vietnam War.
And when it's over, and it will end, when it's over, you know, they want it to be over immediately, and I just looked at a little chart. World War I, 4 years and 3 months. World War II, 6 years. Korean War, 3 years. Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months, okay? 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president, I would have won Iraq in the same amount of time that we won, because essentially we've won here, okay? I mean, people can play games. The Democrats can say, well, we should have done better, no matter what. If I did it in 1 week, they should have said, they'd say, we should have done better. Look at Venezuela. I took it over in 45 minutes. It was basically a 45-minute, by the way, a very strong military country. And we took it over in a day, but let's be nice. But we basically took it over in 45 minutes. We took it over during the attack in 45 minutes.
But Mr. President,
and they would say, I'm surprised they haven't said it, that you should have done it in 30 minutes. It took too long, you know.
Is there any comment, Marion, you can make on that?
I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, is he planning on what is this the yardstick, that if this war goes on for 5 years, it will still be a success because it was shorter than Vietnam? I mean, where is he even going with this? Like, I think the problem for most Americans is they want to know what the end game is. They want to know what the point of this war is. You know, really, because nobody has made this clear. And even to the degree that yesterday Trump told some reporter that, you know, J.D. Vance, the hapless J.D. Vance, was on his way to Islamabad for peace talks, and he turned up in the White House 2 hours later. I mean, I've the chaos that surrounds this is really just bizarre, and the multiple yardsticks that Trump is using to measure success are even more inexplicable to me.
And Marion, then look at the people he has working for him. Cash Patel, the boss of the FBI, suing the Atlantic over an article alleging, and we have to say it's alleging, excessive drinking. And it seems to be pretty detailed reporting.
Well, you know, this reporter, and I'm really interested to hear what Cal has said about this, Sarah Fitzpatrick has she's a very well-respected reporter with a lot of contacts. I think she refers to six different sources for some of her reporting and nine different sources for other parts of her reporting. Now, unfortunately, it's a reality of today's reporting that people will not go on the record, especially in a Trump administration that is notoriously vindictive. And Kash Patel is a director who goes around polygraphing his staff. So people really are afraid of speaking out in any way. But this, you know, we all thought we were all looking at Pete Hegseth, and it turns out that Kash Patel could hold his beer for him, you know. And I mean, some of the reporting in this is bizarre. The bit that I was really struck by, which multiple sources apparently confirmed, was that on one occasion he was so drunk, I think it was in his office, that they tried to get a battering ram. They were going to call up a battering ram to open the door because they couldn't wake him. This is somebody who's in charge of the FBI. If there is a terrorist attack in America, it's the FBI that is the first agency that's on it, that you would have somebody in this position. Look, we saw him on TV during the hockey game when America won the ice hockey during the Olympics. I mean, I've never seen an FBI director behave or any leader behave like that. The guy is clearly quite unstable. He was clearly unfit for the job and unqualified for the job. Even on his record, he never worked for the FBI. He was a low-level public defender before he got, you know, on the MAGA gravy train. He's not qualified. He's not suited. And if any of this is true, it's really worrying.
Indeed. And of course, there's been another senior official in the White House, another woman who has lost her job, Cal. Lori Chavez de Raymer is stepping down after a series of misconduct allegations, including drinking on the job and having an affair with a subordinate from her security team.
Well, it's so nice to see Republicans now engaged in sex scandals. It used to be just the Democrats, so we've got some equality going on. Look, I think the whole issue of character and integrity is a problem for this administration. You can get away with almost everything now. Look at Kristi Noem, the former DHS director who spent millions of dollars flying around in a private jet with her alleged boyfriend, Corey Lewandowski, and all these ads that were on TV promoting her self more than the work, riding a horse dressed up as a cowgirl. There's a lot of problems, but it rots from the head. And if you've got a president who is a little shaky, I would say, to be charitable about it, on issues of character and integrity, then I think you're going to find that further down the food chain as well. I don't like unsourced stories talking about Kash Patel. Yes, the writer got, I think, 11 different people to talk off the record. But what are their agendas and what are their positions? If just one of them wouldn't go on the record, I think you ought to be very, very circumspect in publishing some of these things. But again, Patel is kind of weird. He has been flying his girlfriend around on a government plane. He behaves very strangely, as Marion pointed out. And if a battering ram was necessary to open the door of his office, that's really bad.
Okay, you just mentioned Kristi Noem dressed up as a schoolgirl, and suddenly you're thinking, what was it her husband dressed up as? Anyway, we leave it there. Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown, thank you very much.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.